Get ready for an uplifting experience with Coached Soul. Join us as we bring you the dynamic duo of Steve Hudgens, a licensed professional counselor, and Kenya Evelyn, a transformational leadership coach. Together, they'll guide you through engaging episodes filled with valuable insights and actionable tips on mental health, relationships, self-care, emotional well-being, and personal growth. Coached Soul is your go-to podcast for empowering discussions that will help you thrive. So let's get started and welcome our hosts, Steve and Kenya.
All right, welcome back. I feel like the old TV show, WKRP in Cincinnati. I used to be a DJ.
And I heard that.
Yeah, I used to do it in Oklahoma City. And
you have a great voice for DJing.
Well, thank you. Do these love music songs, you know, and dedicate it and things of that nature. You know, it's that love mood. But I don't think that's the kind of love we're going to be talking about.
We can talk about all kinds of love, honey. Let's go all in.
You know, I love ice cream. Is that the same?
No, that will be a thing.
Okay.
And I love many things, and that's perfectly fine. Something's popping up. So last week,
yeah,
dear listeners, we talked about triggers and childhood, and I was like, man, let me teach you to listen to your inner child and give her what it needs. Because if your inner child feels cared for, it feels heard, we talk about, you know, being heard, it will probably not be raising their hand all the time. I'm just being honest. It's all there. All parts of you is there. So maybe what he wants is ice cream. And it's okay. Make it a guilt-free trip to have ice cream.
That's the reason why I say ice cream for ice cream, right?
Exactly. And if what she wants is just feeling gorgeous and beautiful in a tutu, but now you're like me, 40-something, 46, pridefully, then maybe we're not going on a tutu, but we put our fancy earrings and we feel beautiful and we do something just because it feels good. So the measurement here to feed your inner child and truly all parts of you is to call it in and say, what do you need? I'm here for you. It's called reparenting. It's a real thing. Reparent. How would you want to be talked? How do you want to be heard? How do you want to feel? I want to feel like you need me, actually. I don't want to feel like pushed away. I want to feel like I'm part of you, like you're not resentful when I show up because I have a wound. This is deep conversation, Steve. And I want our listeners to really think, you know, we talk about inner child wounds and inner child this, but how about inner child, the gorgeous memories of you becoming and exploring and being curiosity and awe and your first love, right? And discovering how it feels to hug someone, to kiss someone, to be with yourself, to be in your body. So if you're totally disconnected and now you're 40 and you look at your mate to feel all those places in you, can you see how it's impossible? Like truly impossible.
Are you saying he's impossible?
The mate, if you're looking at your women to fill up all your inner child, and I know the man doesn't talk like that, but hear me out, and I have a new client and I adore him, because he's a man, and we're doing some inner child work. And it was so sweet to see him integrating with his little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something like this. I believe he's late 40s, something. Anyway, he's older. And love is a thing, right? He's like, there's something around love that I get to really understand. And what it got down to is that he had coded in his body, in his soul, in his field, in his magnetic field, a confusing message about love. Because mama would go spank, 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 and then go to bed, kiss, 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 I love you. And he goes, huh, almost on a daily basis. So what is really love? Is it pain or is it love? Does it feel good or does it hurt?
You know, I'm glad you kind of brought that up because I enjoy philosophy. That's part of the stuff that I studied when I was gaining a Bible degree, philosophy, and then a minor in social media as far as, you know, writing newspapers and DJing and stuff. And so what I think about logic and on a faith-based aspect, it says God is love. God never changes. He is the same. So love never changes. Feelings change. Therefore, love cannot be a feeling. But what love is an action in choice. You know, it's hard to love my enemy because we're told to love our enemy, but it's a choice. And so when I think about that aspect of love, because we get into that situation of what we call trauma bonding, we think it's love because it's associated with pain and hurt. Well, we don't know any difference.
No.
So I'm glad we're having this topic to help people to realize that if there is something in your gut that feels off, something is off. Pay attention to
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. You can call it gut. You can call it Holy Spirit. You can call it intuition. It is true. And if you push it off, it gets bigger. If you push it off, it becomes a disease. If you push it off, some kind of volcano will erupt inward and outward. It will become
so it's
very
interesting.
Messy.
That if we're in this shadow as you talk, or this encoding that's happened with us, how does an inner child recognize what it needs to be fed?
You've got to ask and then listen. For instance, the way we just started this podcast, right? I feel like I'm craving sugar. Okay, am I craving sugar because I'm low in energy and my body is literally screaming for a quick fix of energy because sugar would just go straight into energy? Or do I really want to feel good? My little girl just want to feel like I just need my cozy blankie. And you can rest assured that I have a cozy blanket in my chair because she always wants to feel cared for. And it's nobody's job to wrap my little girl into safety and love than me and God. Like when Jeremy comes along, when my husband, my kids come along, it is an interchange exchange of presence. It gets to be, I'm not saying it's 100% of the time, but that my intention is that it is an exchange of who we are in the present moment. And real life, y'all, and I know y'all gonna relate, we don't get much time together. We have 3 kids. We don't get much time besides who is picking up who, what's for dinner, what's happening, do you need help with this, the dogs, da 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 da. Most of our communication is about making our family life work. So when we are together, we really made a point to just be present. What do you need? How can I support you? Sometimes I just say, just hug me. I want a heart hug. I'm very specific. I want a heart hug, not
right?
Side hug. I want heart, chest on chest. Yes.
So when you think about it, it's paying attention. It's like when I was talking to another client this week, we spoke about her identifying sometimes her inner child wounds. And I address the fact that, you know, she doesn't, how do I stop it? And I'm like, how do I stop it? Right.
You don't. Please don't stop it.
Right. That's what I said.
If
recognize
your little
it.
Girl showed up and raised her hand, you don't say shut up. That's what she heard her entire first childhood.
Right. So you let it be heard.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it's what you do next is important. I said, well, wait a minute. When you're hungry, how do you know you're hungry? My tummy rumbles.
My tummy wumbly.
How do you know you're thirsty? I got to get a drink. Mm-hmm. My mouth is dry. Okay. How do you know you got to go to the bathroom? Well, I feel the pressure. I got to go. How do you know your inner child is speaking?
She raised her hand.
You're going to get that pressure, that moment. It's putting into practice. Like you go to the gym, you know, a marathon runner is going to run every day to put into practice, but you just can't run a marathon because it's been a while. You never done it before. So it's baby steps, listening, and then how do we manage that inner childhood hurt? And giving yourself permission to feel hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what I notice. It's like cooking. Relationships, childhood hurts, it's just like cooking. Sometimes we're going to get burnt by that oven. But we still cook because we need to eat. Even though we've been burnt before and it says don't touch. So we become proactive and being able to recognize how do we cook a little bit easier. And so...
And become proactive in how do I feed my own needs?
Yes.
So that I'm not walking around so thirsty and hungry, looking for outside people and environments and fixes and addictions to fill me up because all there is void. Listen to me, dear ones. Go home. Pick up a blank piece of paper. Go on a rant. What do I love? Put right. A I love list. I love sunshine. I love dogs. I love cats. I love, honestly, if it's me, I love all animals. But like, what do I love? I love roses. I love, what smells do I love? Go specific. What do I like to drink? What shifts me into giggling? you know, Mr. Bean, like 10 times out of 10. Like, what is, this is what I call tools to feed you, to shift your frequency into life-giving resonance of receiving. Because if you want to receive, you need to be in a state of receiving. And it's not empty.
You know,
it's
one of the
actually
things,
full.
Well, one of the things you mentioned too is music, mm-hmm. right? Music is healing. And I want to preface that a little bit more, Kenya, because if you're feeling down, I don't suggest country music. I'm not talking about, you know, putting country music down because some of it's good. I'm talking about music that is depressing, puts you
sure.
more in a funk, right?
Sure. So if you're talking about tools and being proactive, and this is why our relationship really works, Steve, because you bring the masculine energy. So let's think before we have trigger, shall we? Okay. So we have here a list of things in our refrigerator or in our notebook or in our purse of things that we love that would be like something that would immediately shift our state. How about having a playlist for shifting your state? A playlist for happiness and joy and excitement. Or if you're in grief because somebody died, like literally last night I received this call, you know, that's somebody that, you know, used to help me with my kids when they were babies. She passed away yesterday. And I had a privilege to speak with her son. And I told him, just be there.
Right.
And I'm here for you. So if you're going through a grieving, so sure, listen to the songs that allow you to process what you're going through. I'm not telling you to shove your feelings down. But what
right.
I am saying is that if you're sad, and sad is a recurring frequency that does not serve you, but it became home because it's recurring and everything that is habitual wants to stay there. So you shift into, by choice, through your brain, you shift into, I'm okay feeling sad. I'm done feeling sad.
But it's also being aware.
Taking a stand, absolutely.
Right. It's that tool, too. Let's say we're going to use that music as a tool. It's how do we use that tool? Because here's where I'm going to go with this. Because in sociology, there's human behavior studies on how music impacts people. So fast food has it down to a science. They play fast music in a fast food restaurant to get you moving, to get you in and out so they can serve more. But you take down a sit-down restaurant, maybe it's an Italian restaurant.
Oh,
They're
absolutely.
not going to play AC/DC in an Italian restaurant, okay? Fast food, whatever. We're going to do a nice, soft, soothing music because they want you to buy the alcohol that's there to keep you at the table and have better conversations because they make more sales off their alcohol. And so it increases the traffic into that restaurant because of the ambiance that it creates. I noticed this in my driving. When I got some techno tap footing music going on in my car, I'm looking down instead of doing 75, I'm doing 95. And I'm like, I gotta switch my music. So music is a powerful tool of healing.
100%.
It's just allowing that inner child
It's
to
a
come.
language, right?
Yes.
Music in everything is a language and carries a message. So the message of the beat is let's go,
Right.
or let's slow down, let's connect, let's feel. So I love again that the word you use is awareness. We cannot use this word too many times. If you are aware of your patterns, Kenya, how am I aware of my patterns? Look at the results of your life. Just look around. Look at what you have created. Do you love your surroundings? Do you love your life? Do you love the relationships you have? And I'm not telling you to make a list of upgrades. I'm saying crystal clear, take radical responsibility for being the creator.
You know,
This.
when I hear radical, I think about it. It's doing inventory. You know,
Yes.
when I was a GM for restaurants and retail, when I was not working in the telecom engineer, we would do an inventory because we need to know what we have to process, what do we have to sell. So the body is no different. It's taken inventory of mind, emotion, spirit, physical, all these things above. And when I think about inventory, it's also looking at your friends there. Who's being supportive to talk to? So there's your tool of what are we feeding our inner
Okay, so
child?
now we're talking frequencies, right?
Yes.
Everything is frequency, but if you are with your friends, I would say look at your top five. Who's your five influences around you? And if you don't like it, shift. No, I'm not telling you to delete your friends, but I am telling you that you get to choose your five. You're not a victim of them. If they're great people, you keep them and you just say that. I love you and I'm gonna keep you around. And I really feel like we're bonding through bad mouthing other people. We're bonding through our sadness. Like you don't need to use my words, but I'm telling you some things that I have done several years ago when I trained my friends and I just didn't want to ghost them. So I just told them, Maria, I'm just really tired of talking about everything is wrong. And I don't want to do this anymore. So if you want to keep having those calls, I mean, I love you and I love your family. I know everything about your life. But yeah, I'm not talking about what's right, wrong. I'm only talking about what's right because I'm going to retrain my mouth to create what I want to see more of.
You know, it's interesting how you brought this up because it off going in my mind, I had a young client this week that came to me and said, you know, I feel sad. Okay, what's causing the sadness that you're feeling? Well, I feel like I'm betraying a friend. I've had this friend since grade school, and now I met another friend. I'm spending more time with this other friend. Does that mean that I'm a bad person? I'm like, oh, wait a minute. How are we defining what is bad here?
Who's judging who, huh?
Right. And so when I think about, you know, talking about friendships, I said sometimes we need to be aware that our friends, the things that we feed our inner child comes in seasons.
Yes.
We have winter, fall, spring, and summer. Right now, we're coming in towards the middle of winter. Hopefully, in the next 3 or 4 weeks, we come out of winter and we're into spring, which I love because I feel like Tigger. I want to bounce everywhere where there's flowers and
Yes.
everything, right? So I try to explain that, we have this inner child. We have friends that are seasons. There are going to be friends that are going to come and go. It's because of how we emotionally mature in our life and we attract where we are.
100%. This truth came to me in my body. I mean, I've always known of that in my head, but it came to me in my body when I gave birth to my daughter 8 years ago. I had this incredible friend. She was amazing in every way. I cannot speak too highly about her. She's so incredible that she was in the delivery room with me, right? So she was there posing as family, because that's how I saw her, like a godly sister. And next thing I know, we fell apart. And I cannot tell you exactly what happened. And if I would look at 8 years ago me, I would say I was reaching out and she wasn't answering. I reached out and she was ghosting me. So I was like, what's going on? What did I do wrong? My brain immediately go in childhood trauma. What did I do wrong? Because she's so great. So obviously it was me. And what I noticed afterwards, we cleaned up. And the truth is, she didn't want to be my friend anymore. And I cry, Steve. I still don't know exactly what triggered her, but here's what I do know in my body, in my heart. I'm tapping my heart as I'm saying that. She was an amazing, amazing friend. I will never look back and say that she wasn't, but it was seasonal. And can I be okay to just hold truth for the moment and move on to the next moment? And the beauty is, I still have childhood friends from Brazil, so they're not going anywhere. You know, every time we meet, it's like, we pick up right where we left off. It's the same frequency. It feels amazing. We get each other. There's nothing but love. And I let this friend go that she wasn't meant to be a forever friend. And yeah, I'm not here to analyze her and to put anything in her. It's just, thank you. I am ready for a new season. And when I said that, which I said it out loud, the most gorgeous friend showed up for me.
Sometimes our cup needs to empty out to refresh our cup, so to speak. New friendships gives us new life. If it's a healthy relationship there, that the friends that are coming in. And one of the things that I was sitting here thinking about all this is that I don't think we've done a podcast on transitions in life.
Oh, we got to do that. And the other thing that came to me when we said that was, when I said the most gorgeous friend came to me, the word that came to my mind is the reflection of her really expanded my universe. So what friends are is reflections. Everyone is a reflection. So if you, when you grow and go through different transitions in life, it will require different friends. On a natural organic level, different people will come in because you're in a different space. Isn't that beautiful?
It is. And that's how our inner child grows up, too. When we allow it to be able to be our child, we listen to it, we feed it, we provide the right tools for it. And soon that child grows into an adult finally. Are the wounds still there?
The
Yeah, they could
memory,
be.
the
It's just the
memories maybe.
memory. Right.
Yes.
Thank you.
And you
And
can look
so,
back and say, yeah, you felt that way, but we got this. It's okay.
it's when I think about the inner child, we got about 4 or 5 minutes left of the podcast. It's learning how to do the transitions within the childhood. And audience, we will get to this, I promise, as far as the podcasting will go. But we want to look at what are you feeding in your inner child? Because we can feed it poo. It's still fertilizer. It smells. Or we can use a different kind of fertilizer that's enriched with minerals
Yes.
and phosphorus, those type of things that green it up a little bit more.
And water
And water.
with truth and love
So
and
we can put crap in
authenticity.
our life and have a slow growth, or find the actual stuff that can help it to grow and put yourself where where that's located. But again, I feel like Sesame Street, the word of the week is awareness.
Catch it. Catch it. Catch it with love.
So it's
Oh,
like
I see it.
Kenya, here's a thought that just popped in my mind, and we can end it with this with clarity, is how do you help an inner child to be aware if they're afraid of the dark?
Oh. If this is a actual question and I'm in a session, which we are on a session now, whoa. Name your inner child. Give her a seat at the table. Cuddle with her a night. Cuddle with him a night. And say, I got you. We got this. Reparent it with love. Name her like a dog. When you name your dog, it come. Name her. Name that part of you. Bring it in. Make her feel safe and grounded and heard and loved. Because she is, he is. If you say so, now she is and he is. All the buts and you don't understand my child. Blah, blah, blah. I know. I see you and I am you. I had a tough childhood too. But my little girl wants me to win. She's like, I want you to win. I want you to have our dreams.
You mean,
I
Kenya,
want,
we can't sit at the
yes.
bar and have a tear in our beer and soak in the misery?
I mean, if that's what it takes for you to feel heard, yeah, but I would time it. True story. I would time in the next 5 minutes, we're going on a rant on how bad life was. Blah, 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 blah. And then when it dings, we're complete. So we vent. We vent, but we're not taking a day or a weekend for venting and be on the pot of darkness.
And that's
Why?
part of the awareness that we're talking about is that give yourself permission to vent, but don't stay in the venting.
100%. I literally time.
Right. So
How
give
many
yourself
minutes do you need? 5 minutes? Go.
give yourself that moment to sulk, to have a pity party, to throw that little tantrum if you need to, but snap yourself out of it. That's what we call self-regulation.
I call that witnessing.
Yes.
I give myself space to witnessing my little girl or to witnessing a part of me that is scared, a part of me that is like, I see so much possibility and it feels too big. Okay, let me have a juice with you. Tell me more. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Are you complete? Okay. And now that you feel witnessed and loved, I say nothing. I don't want to correct her. I just hug her.
In therapy, we call this word vomit on paper. If you don't have that immediate person to talk to, I'm telling you, it works. A male client was just anxious. And a lot of times when I wasn't around, he wanted to use me. And I'm like, I wish I was available 24/7, but I don't want to be the leech on you, right? And so, because it'll suck the blood out of you, so to speak. Sit down with a journal, word vomit. And I'm going to put something that has helped me in the past. If you have prying eyes out there that's going to get into your stuff, there's a website called Penzu, PENZU.com. It's an online journal that you can use. And it'll help you to process because you can categorize it. So again, if you don't have that friend or if you don't have the immediate listening ear, do some journaling. It's still witnessing, it's still allowing that childhood hurt to be heard. So we're out of time, and I hope this helps bring some tools to how to feed this inner child. Until next time, God bless.
So much love.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Coached Soul, where we aim to empower and uplift you on your journey towards personal growth and well-being. Remember, as you navigate through life, you don't have to do it alone. We encourage you to reach out to professionals, seek support from loved ones, and take the time to prioritize your own well-being. Stay tuned for future episodes filled with even more valuable insights and actionable tips. Remember, you have the power to thrive. And with Coach at Soul by your side, anything is possible. Until next time, take care, stay empowered, and keep shining your brightest light. For more information, contact Kenya at kenyacoachedsoul.com.